Check out more great shows at Pride48.com.
Why was Lamont Cranston thanking us for our quality shows? Because then you said
I do quality shows.
And you
I
said you're welcome. Show. And Kathy Marshall's like, you're welcome? What is it? You're welcome?
I don't think she knows what YW means. She's not.
Kathy Marshall is a video
people. We're departing the video stream. So thank you for joining us. If you want to listen, you
recording
can go over to pride48.com, click on the chat button.
Yeah, and you can listen to us
in
Discord.
Any of you who are listening now probably are Pride 48 members who know how to get to the Discord. But anyway,
you can hear us over there. Or you can hear us on pride48.com. On the stream. Wherever you might find. Are we off? Okay, we're off. Fuck that. Let me go make sure it's not public anymore.
It seems to. Oh, I think I set it to go unlisted automatically. That's a setting.
At the moment, though, I'm not. But hold on, it hasn't. It still says we're live. It still says it's public. I can do a Control F5.
Oh, well, there was a setting in the YouTube studio where you could say automatically unlist video after the stream ends.
Oh. Well, it hasn't done it yet. In fact, it thinks we are still live.
So you grabbed all of Archer's shows. I have not listened to him.
I have not grabbed them all.
No, Lamont said he did.
Oh, you did. Oh, thank God. Like, did you download them?
Have they been pulled down now or something?
Did you download them? I grabbed all of Archer's shows. I never listened to them before. It's become a, it did seem to pull one episode. The blog entry was removed. Did you actually download?
Yeah, he did have a controversy. Somebody found out he podcasted or something.
Oh yeah. And they brought him in and gave him a stern talking to, and he stopped podcasting for like a while. Oh yeah, it did automatically go unlisted unless you unlisted it.
I did not.
Okay, cool. It went unlisted. Nice. Oh my God. Thank you.
It's still on Twitter. I mean, I'd have to delete the post.
I was the other day like, oh, I need to download all of his shows before this all runs out. And then I immediately ran into a problem. I was like, wait, how do I get this file? How do I get just the download of this file? Anyway, so cool.
You should write a script to script. Well, now Lamont has them. Now so Lamont we could just give him access to a Google Drive folder somewhere.
Exactly.
Put them over in there.
Right, exactly. If you don't mind, that would be awesome. Thank you.
He doesn't have to. You're helping to, what am I trying to say? Oh, look at that. Look at him knowing about technology. An add-on that downloads shit.
Wow.
Why didn't I think about it? There's an extension for everything.
Here's what I want. Tell me how to get this, Adam. Tell me how to get this.
I'll do my best.
Every morning on C-SPAN at 7 a.m., there's a show called Washington Journal. And the first hour of that show every morning is a call-in show. And I love listening to it. Absolutely love listening to it. I listen to it every day, but I have to do it through the C-SPAN website and listen to it there. What I want to know, Adam, how can I have something on my computer record it at 7 a.m. every morning from the
C-SPAN? Well, I think you had to buy this.
I don't mind buying
There are ways you could use something like FFmpeg and write a script. but if you don't want to go to all that trouble, you could. There's a Applian. If you look up Applian.
Yeah.
Applian technology. I'll find a.
What was their other thing called?
Oh, it's called Applian. They have a bunch of different software. It's applian.com.
I found them.
And I don't know which one because it's been a while since I've been on there, but I used to use them to record the live stream and stuff. They have a software that will record streams.
Oh.
And I think you can give it web pages and you can schedule it.
Okay.
There may be others. This is just what I've used before.
So Replay Capture Suite.
Yeah. They have several different things. You can
2024. What's the all of these are free downloads, but it's not giving me a price list. Like, I don't mind.
Yeah. Paying. I mean, it's, I'm not saying that it's the greatest in the world, but it works. I mean, it records. You can schedule.
Buy Windows products. Let's see what they cost. So the Replay Capture Suite 2024 for Windows is $49.95. Yeah, that's fine. $50. Yeah, that's fine.
So I mean, look at the features, but I'm pretty sure it will do random websites that have video.
I feel like I used this product before. I feel like I did use this to record back when I used to have satellite radio. Yeah. Cool. All right. Because that's what, here's what I want. Once I have it grab that, and record that file every day and put it in a directory, then I can go on to write a script that takes that file that's in that directory when it shows up and puts it up on an RSS feed. And then at night I can listen to Washington Journal as one of my podcasts that I listen to at night. Cause that's really all I want is C-SPAN maddeningly does not offer Washington Journal as a podcast.
Maddeningly.
They offer other shows on C-SPANs as podcasts, but not Washington Journal. And that really annoys me because I love Washington Journal. I know I played a clip of it for you last week. The other thing that I wanted to ask you, I mean, there's a lot of things I want to ask you, but just one thing that I had here prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your fuck it number? Like, where's your fuck it number? Like, I'll give you an example. If there was some goofy thing out there that looked interesting and I was like, I would like to try it.
I see.
And it was like, it was $250. I would be like, fuck it. It's $250. All right. I'll try it. Like, I feel like that's the upper for me. Like, I would have to be really interested in it to throw $250 at it because there's this thing that I really want to try, but it's $450.
I may have missed the first part of this, but is it, are you purchasing a thing or an experience or
no, it's a thing.
Restaurant?
There's no mystery. I'm very, very interested in permanent LED lights on my house.
You know, it's $450
for 150 feet of it. I will need multiple 150, but I would like to try it with just the 450. I mean, with the 150 to cover the front.
Oh, I see.
But my point is that, I've always wanted that because then you can do your house for Halloween.
I feel like fuck it is more like, I don't need this thing at all. Whatever. Right. I'm just going to play around.
$450 is still.
I would probably go up to maybe $1,000, but for your specific, when I say fuck it, I'm just like, I don't need this thing at all. I'm just want to buy a toy or something. And probably up to $1,000, I would be like, oh, okay, that's fine. But if it's something like lights for your house, I feel like there is a utilitarian.
If they suck? That's my thing. Is like, if they suck, then that's $450 down the drain.
I'll tell you what, this wasn't $450, but I bought one of those rabbit things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
It never, the rabbit AI, the like orange.
I do. Yeah.
I bought one of those just random. Cause like $200 or something.
Yeah.
It never showed up. I got an email from UPS that it was delivered or something and it did not show up. But have I even called them? Mm-hmm. This was like 3 months ago.
I'm assuming you've seen Marcus.
Yeah. I mean,
saw Marcus Brownlee's review.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw the podcast. I don't know if I saw his review video, but
his YouTube review was so brutal that the company wanted to him to take it down. They're just it's unfair. He was very mean to us. CoffeeZilla has done a whole deep dive on them. It's a scam. Like that whole company was a scam. Like they basically didn't ship 90%.
Well, I mean, I didn't expect much. Yeah. It was one of those, I'll try it, whatever. But it never showed up. So I don't know.
Yeah. So these are $449.99. So
$450. Do it. You're going to get that job. You're going to be making all that sweet, sweet commission money.
If I get the job, I'll get them.
Just
because, before that, if I don't get the job, then we're looking at a slight decrease in our monthly income because of you know, Zach's new job paying slightly less than the old. But
if I ever lost my job, I would love to go just get a normal job for a while. Just when I say a normal job, just like a fast food place or something like that, and just do that for, I don't know, 6 months, a year, before I go back out there and have to work for corporate America. Because I could make enough to, I put in for bills, I put in maybe $2,000 a month, either $1,800 or $2,000, I might have bumped it up to $1,000 a paycheck. But anyway, I could make a couple of thousand a month working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, theoretically. Yeah. And then there's no pressure at all. Like, no, the only problem with that is, though, pressure. I mean, I'm not saying, but compared to the pressure you have, like, in corporate, like, I feel like washing dishes or, like, and I have worked at a fast food place before, but I could, you know, I mean, I have savings and retirement and all that going. And so it's, but just to make sure that I wasn't draining my money.
Right.
I could just get like a, I could be a bus driver at Disney and, you know, just still pay the bills every month and kind of take a break.
House for sale in our neighborhood. You come down here.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, hopefully I don't get fired, but
we could be Disney buddies.
Yeah. Well, I could work at Disney. I could be a trumpet player. Probably not. But I mean, I could.
You could
be a trumpet player at Disney. I don't know if they have full time trumpet players.
They absolutely
do. Seems like
they absolutely
that seems like something that, you know, you do. They do a couple of shows.
No. The Disneyland, the Disney World band plays three times a day, every day, 7 days a week. Oh. So there are multiple trumpet players in, you know, because they can't. Not everyone works 7 days, you know.
Well, I have to, based on what Zach says, I have to get on as a bus driver before I can be hired as a trumpet player.
No. Because when you're talking about special jobs, like things that require outside skills, like trumpet player or computer programmer or lighting operator and stuff like that, those jobs are available for most everyone.
Zach
was talking about like getting a project manager job or some kind of, you know, inside corporate job. Those go really fast because everyone, you know, wants to be a project manager, whatever. So it's like, those are, you know, mid-level jobs that everyone, you know, kind of goes for. So there's a lot of project. Anyway, the point is any of those jobs, like project managers and stuff like that, are going to go to internal people first. So they rarely hit the outside. So that was the strategy was I take the bus driver job. I'm now internal. After 6 months, I can start applying for internal.
I thought
jobs.
You were saying like any, because I feel
no.
If I've there known are, yeah. QA people who've gotten jobs.
Oh yeah,
at
yeah,
Disney
no. If you have
like
a skill,
yeah.
If there's a specific skill, Disney's really big on ITIL, ITIL, those certifications and stuff. Like, you know, like, hey, you need to have an ITIL Server Plus certification for this or whatever. But let me look right here. Auditions for Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, and I'll just make those two. I don't. Why would I want to view this page in French? Okay. Let's see. What are we looking for? Trumpet. Oh, and there's not currently
a lot of trumpet players out there, Daniel. There's a lot of, what do you call it, inventory of trumpet players.
I'm just saying. But yeah, there absolutely are full-time musicians at Disney. And it's a very, really, it's a good gig. So there's very low turnover in there, you know. Because they also, like the Voices of Liberty and people like that, that's saying they have, you know, hundreds of those. So they, go ahead.
The last cruise I was on, the one to Norway, there was a trumpet player on there.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could have done a better job than him. I may be wrong, but I was like, he's not very impressive.
So Lamont Cranston has posted the Disney careers, the jobs.disneycareers.com. I was looking at disneyauditions.com because any of their music programs, they do auditions for. So it's open auditions for their acting and music stuff. So disneyauditions.com is different than disneycareers.com. just to let you know.
Oh, there we go. Senior programmer analyst.
Yeah. I don't want to program anymore. I'm about to. Do you realize how cushy this new job would be?
That's an IT job. That's all I was saying.
I don't have to write code. I don't have to like take things home with. All I have to do is talk to people about hosted computer stuff and like how the technology works and what this would be a problem and this wouldn't be a problem, or talk to them about securing their site from, you know, hardening their site with VPNs and stuff like that. It's like, I just talk regular talk, right? It's just like, just things that I care about and that I already know about. And it's like that, and that would be my job. They would pay me to just talk to people about stuff that I like talking about. I mean, that's pretty fucking hard to say no to, really.
Yeah. Well, as long as I give it to you.
I mean, well, I don't want them to give it to me. Hopefully I earn it.
I mean, as long as you earn it.
So you think I should get these Govy? So here's the weird thing. First of all, this is not just a fuck it purchase.
You've been talking about this for years.
Okay, but now I'm moving on. I'm moving on past that. And okay. I'm diving in a little deeper, Adam. See what I'm doing? I'm diving in deeper.
Dive away.
In my rig, I have LED lights that go around the top of the rig because I found that to be way less harsh lighting. And they are the same brand. They're Govies, which is
do you like those?
They're kind of cheesy. They're kind of, you know, they're not what I would call.
See,
like,
you were telling me, are you just buying some like LED strips off of Amazon and installing them yourself? You described this as if it was like a professional, like they're meant to be outdoors.
No. Hold on. I am now going to paste the link to the outside. Yeah, see right there. Govy permanent outdoor lights. See right there. And there's a whole mounting system that comes with them.
Are they programmable to the point that you could like make them dance to mute? Yes. Custom programmable is what I mean. Where you could write actual like routine. Christmas Light Fight?
They
program their lights to a particular song or anything like that.
Connect and control from anywhere with Govy Home App, Alexa, and Google Assistant for versatile lighting. One tap, create a light show with a music mode or dream view. They have an AI light show. Apart from the preset 100 scene modes and DIY lighting, so that implies that they will connect out to a sequencer or something. The AI generator.
Do you think they just gave the schematic to ChatGPT and said, hey, here's how you program these. Just write us a 5-minute routine, and then they just input that, and that's your AI
light routine. Most of these routines, 100 scenes is like one of the scenes is red and green lights for Christmas. Another scene is red, green, and white lights. Another scene would be all the colored lights and all the colored lights blinking and all the colored lights sequencing. And you know, it's like when you say 100, it's like remember when Wendy's used to have a salad bar. And their ad used to be, there's over 10,000 combinations on the Wendy's salad bar. And I'm like, yes, if you take the number of items on a salad bar factorial, yes, there are 10,000 combinations on the salad bar. But that means that you have to be willing to accept that one of those combinations is a plate with ranch and blue cheese dressing on it. It's like there are just some combinations that are not going to be used.
When I worked at Wendy's.
Yeah.
We had a salad bar.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a salad bar. I'm sorry. We sold salads and bread. They used to sell salads and breadsticks.
Oh, yeah. I remember Wendy's. That. Yeah.
And, or I don't know if we included or they included a breadstick with the salad or if you ordered that. I don't know. But all I know is we would warm up these or cook, air quotes. I think they were frozen breadsticks. We would warm them up. Actually, they were good though. I enjoyed them. And they had these special foil packets that you would put each breadstick in. And, and each salad would get one breadstick.
I remember that. I remember Wendy's having a salad bar. I remember Wendy's got the salad bar. I used to go to the damn salad bar all the time. And I love the Wendy's salad bar. That was the best.
Kathy's pulling out the big words in the chat room. It's how combinatorics work.
Oh my God. I could not have said that. Combinatorics. I would have gone like
combinatorics. I have a good vocabulary, Dan. Maybe people might know that. People might not know that, and I may not be able to speak, but I have a pretty good vocabulary.
One of my coworkers is from Ghana originally. And we, on Friday, and the last Fridays of the month, we have a water cooler meeting where we play Jackbox games and chat as a group. And so today we were talking about Ghana. I'm like, I'm a product of the American school system. I have no idea where Ghana is. And so she's like, it's in Africa. It's at this point. I'm like, you know what? I have Google Maps. I'm going to find it. And so I went and I looked and I'm like, I started talking about names of towns and every single one I said wrong. It's just like, it's like,
you're just an old white man. In Florida.
I'm talking about African town names of Ghana.
See, Kamalas are not good, but if you go to tpublic.com and you look for, there are some much better ones.
Yeah. Well, of course.
There's like, I mean, why doesn't she, who's designing her shirt?
You have to understand that she literally, like, she wasn't planning on running for president. She literally, it landed in her lap. There are a lot of things that they just didn't get done yet. It's like they're.
Well, I mean, she should hire some of these people that design these, you know, Teespring shirts, or just say, hey, can we sell them and give you a part of it or something?
But Harris Waltz, Cats for Kamala. Oh, I like that one. The Cats for Kamala. I do like the comma with the LA, you know, like the punctuation comma with just.
That's not on her site. That's on Teespring.
Yeah, that's where I'm looking. I'm looking currently at Teespring. I do like these. Can they arrive before you leave?
I don't know. I haven't gone that far, but I was like, are there any better designs? Because I didn't like
Kamala 47 shirt.
This is Teespring, so I don't know. They're no Amazon. I want a large.
I like these.
Heavyweight, dry blend. I don't know. Premium.
Cool.
Add to cart.
All right, I need to tinkle.
Will it tell me when I'll get it? I don't want to just pay. You need to tell me like when I'll get it. Check out. No, I don't think I'll get it. Chat room. The quickest I can get it is 3 to 5 business days. So that means they're not going to mail it until Monday. I'm flying out on Thursday. I feel like the earliest it would arrive would be Thursday. And I'm flying out Thursday. So I don't think I get none of that second day or 2 day. I wonder if Amazon has any Amazon Prime Kamala t-shirts. Probably not. Oh, they do. And they will arrive they're in Prime. Some of these same designs that were on Teespring. They do. They have all of these designs that I was seeing, and so I could get it from Amazon. That's interesting. I wonder why they arrive faster from it. I would assume Teespring is one of those companies where when you use your design there, like, well, I guess you could have it in multiple places.
Yeah, you can.
So if you go to Amazon.
Yeah, it's available sooner.
They have some of the same designs in Amazon if you just search for Kamala Harris shirt.
There you go. I mean, like I said, I already have one.
Those are Prime.
Oh, by the way, I should have put that on the list. I'm no longer Prime.
Oh.
I did not renew my Amazon Prime.
Too expensive
Prime.
For you.
You know what? They jacked it up and they kept removing services from it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think I actually need it. I have the Walmart Plus. So anything that we want to buy household wise that's mainly what we buy on Amazon, or like, you know, soap and shampoo and, you know, detergent and, you know, just household things we buy on Amazon. And, you know, so we could buy those things at Walmart, and it was only $49 for the first year, and it's $99 a year after that. And it's like, okay, we could do that.
Well, Amazon Prime. So Lamont is saying Amazon Prime Video sucks. And for the most part, yes, but I like I like the Lord of the Rings show that they have on there. And that just came back.
Yep.
And I also am a big Wheel of Time reader. Right.
So here's the thing.
And so I'm watching the Wheel of Time show.
Here's the thing. We watch both of those shows also. That question was brought up. However, you can do the Prime Video monthly like you do Hulu or whatever. You can do the Prime Video only for like $16.99 a month with no ads. And then, you know, and
but that would end up being more than Prime if
you kept it all year
for a year.
But I don't. I only do it when the shows are out.
We watch The Boys.
Yeah, and that's yeah. I might pick it up for a month because I've got some. I like Gen V. I like The Boys. I like. I want to see this Fallout show, but I don't want to watch commercials in it. So it's like I may pick up.
We saw Fallout. Prime Video. We did watch that.
But let's talk about this. I really want to talk about this. I'm really hoping that you're going to be able to give me four yeses, Adam. I'm hoping that you are going to be able to give me four yeses to these questions. I just want to let you know, no pressure, but if you tell me no on one of these questions, I'm going to be very sad. Have you fully watched The Traitors US Season 1?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one yes. That's one yes. Have you fully watched the US Traitors Season 2?
Yes, but I couldn't tell you anything about it. But yeah, a long time ago.
Have you fully watched the Traitors Australia Season 1?
Yes.
And have you watched the Traitors Australia Season 2?
Yes.
Now that, to me, Adam, by the way, spoiler alert for anyone who wants to watch The Traitors. That represents...
looks like Lamont has not watched Australia Season 2.
Okay, well, I'll try not to do too many. All right, but in Season 1 of the U.S., The Traitor won.
Can I just tell you, though?
What?
I was so happy with the ending.
Of the Australian Season 2.
Yes.
I
was tickled. Right. I mean, we were like doing a dance. I was so happy. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I cannot get through New Zealand. I cannot watch New Zealand.
No, I could.
Yeah,
we could horrible. Not finish. It's I, we've horrible. Watched every other one. New
absolutely
just,
horrible. It's like, as if they got Gandalf himself as the host. And it was just
yeah,
like,
and it looks like somebody who didn't even know how to create a YouTube channel created like a Traitor New Zealand YouTube channel.
Joe Biden does a better job of hosting a show. Anyway, the thing is in U.S. Season 1, Siri 1, and so the Traitor won in a very ruthless way.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's like, nope, there's more traitors.
Yep. Season 1 of Australia kind of ended in the same way, but I mean the goal was the same. Is like someone at the end of that game got so betrayed and so hurt that there were tears in their eyes. So he's like, when that old man thought that he and his friend from day one were the surviving, you know, faithful and were going to split that money, because they let him sit with that for a long time. That he was going to split the money, you know, because
and
there's
like,
two
oh,
faithful.
Yeah, they voted him out. Right?
And then she, no, because at that point, what was left was one traitor and one faithful. And the rules dictate that the traitor takes it all.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So then he, you know, reveals, and he's like, I'm a faithful. Yay, I've been a faithful and everything. And then it goes, and he's still really happy. And then when she like gives him that look and he realizes, when you see the moment that he realizes it, it is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking.
Uh-huh. It's a good show, though. I mean, like,
All right. So I'm thinking to myself, oh, okay, well, the traitor always fucking wins because this game is clearly stacked for the traitor. It's like the traitor, there's no chance that the faithful will ever win. And then I watched US Season 2 and the faithful won. The faithful actually won the game in...
And they split the money.
Yep, and they all split the money and everything was hunky-dory. So then I'm watching this Australian Season 2. So closures, Lamont.
So happy. He muted. I was so... Because that guy was so arrogant.
Oh, and yeah, yeah. He was just so arrogant. And he made it all the way to the end. And then what they did, what they didn't tell us is like, there's yet another way the show can end. If the only people left in the game are traitors, then they have to do another, like a share or steal option, where if one of the, as long as one of them says share, then somebody's going to get the money, right?
Do you think Fatty's not a level 13 listener, right?
No, he's not.
I should buy Fatty a Peacock membership, because I think he would love Traitors.
Yeah, he probably would. Yeah, he would.
I mean, as much as he loves Big Brother.
Yeah.
I think, like, yeah. But anyway,
he would like the challenge, because the challenge is on Peacock too, right? That's maybe. A Peacock only. So that's maybe. Not streamed on, you know, that's only streamed on Peacock.
They get to the end and like, and then she's like, yeah, I told Mark, I said,
we didn't finish. So if there's only traitors left in the game, then they get to the thing.
Oh, sorry.
And so, if anyone tries to steal, instead of saying share, you can also try to steal. And if you're the only person to steal, then you get all the money. If somebody else steals along with you, as long as someone decided to share, then you split. It's like, so like, but if all three of you, or like all of you, vote steal, then no one gets the money at all.
No one gets anything.
And that is how the Australian season two ended, is with this thing where they were all going to, yeah, sure, we'll share. And then they all tried to steal and got nothing.
Well, but it was priceless, because that lady who was brought in.
Yes.
She's like, I knew the two of you were not going to, like, I knew at least one of you was going to steal. I can just tell because the way you, and she's like, there's no way I'm going to let you take money away and leave me with nothing. I would rather just all of us go home with nothing. And he was so incredulous.
He was.
And I was like, what? Like, oh, it's a, first of all, it's a game. But second of all, I totally would have done the same thing. I told Mark, I would have just flat out told him. I would have never said, I'm going to share. I would have just been like, I'm stealing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then, but then actually I wouldn't do that, because after I thought about it, if you say that, then you're automatically guaranteeing yourself to not get anything, because everyone's going to do steal at that point, because they don't want you to get the money. Right. And so, but I don't know. But anyway, he was just, I feel like I thoroughly enjoyed that ending.
At this age in life, at this time, I may be tempted to tell them that I was stealing and then say share so that they would get the money. And it was just like, I'm like, whatever. Fine. It's like, I don't have enough years left to me to enjoy this money. He's like, you guys should take it.
You're so kind, Daniel.
I am.
Thoughtful. Like, Adam, but anyway, Adam, that woman Adam. Is my hero. I want a t-shirt with that woman's face on it.
I don't,
Catherine or whatever her name was.
I made a comment on last week's show that there had been no obituary for Paul.
Yeah.
We have listeners deeply embedded in the funeral industry.
And
one of them confided in me, I have located and confirmed with this funeral home that they are handling the services, that they're handling the funeral.
Why do we need an obituary? I mean, we know he died, but do we?
There's a Facebook post and some wine blog. It's like, where is the,
what is this? X-Files?
Yes.
Where's the X-Files music? Like, you don't. Why would his husband post?
So this funeral home was located and everything, and I have, like a madman, been refreshing their page.
Oh, so he wasn't able to like get a
every
an
day. There is no funeral planned for Paul Armstrong, and there is no obituary for Paul Armstrong. What's going on? What is going on? This is getting weird, Adam. This is getting weird. It's getting weird. What if Archer was abducted by aliens?
Well, I guess we should have told him we're done. We are done. Lamont's like, Are they ever going to be done with this talk about traitors?
All right, Kathy Marshall, please explain to me, why is there nothing weird about no obituary?
I don't think I want an obituary. Why do I want people like reading about?
To what if there's people that went like, oh, Adam Burr.
Yeah, this isn't Mayberry Daniel.
I listen to his podcast every day. I love Adam Burns. That's great.
In Mayberry, sure. You know, there's an obituary in the Five and Dime or whatever
the weird thing, Kathy Marshall, is like this funeral home, if they do your funeral, they have their own obituary page on their website that they put, you know, basically the funeral announcement. That's what I've been looking for, is the funeral announcement. Also, I still haven't decided whether I'm going to go to my friend that died to his life celebration on the 1st, which I guess would be
I don't think I want Sunday. Anything. I mean, I'm sure people will throw me something because I'm such a well-loved individual. Yeah. But I don't think I'm dead at that point, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure I will die before you. So it's probably important that you know, like, I want a big deal. I want, you know.
Well, isn't Zach the person to do that? Yeah, am I throwing the shindig for you?
I need speakers. I need podcast speakers to give eulogies. I need, you know, I want to hear from all of the old podcasters that are still alive. I want to hear from, except for Boo Hecker. I don't want to fucking hear from Boo Hecker.
I would prefer it
if everyone made a, you know, like a disparaging remark about Boo Hecker in the eulogy.
If it was like a Boo Hecker roast.
Right, yes. Yeah.
So your funeral is basically a Boo Hecker roast.
But real.
Is what you're saying.
Like, it's not in fun. It's like, it's
not
real.
In fun.
Yeah,
it's
real.
Like a real,
yeah,
it's real. Like a spit roast.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of
right. Yeah, exactly. Like that's what I want. Yes, I would love that. I would die happy knowing that was going to trigger that event. That
I mean, we have to have it at Disney. Trying to think what else. Like, we need to be burger. We all will eat burgers in the reception that are perfectly medium rare.
Have you? I'm sure I've asked you this before, but do you ever think that you will marry Mark?
It's more of a question of, do I think that I will ever, well, obviously it would be Mark, but it's less about Mark and more about, will I ever marry?
Okay.
I mean, there's a possibility. You know, the real reason I think that we're not married now is because I would be too afraid he would say no or something. So I have no reason to think that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have the balls to ask, you know, I mean, I don't think I would. So probably not. Cause I probably wouldn't have, but there's a chance. I'm not against it necessarily.
I mean, you're not on Facebook. So I don't know.
Do you read
his posts on Facebook?
If he writes something sweet about me, he tells me.
Because
I read those. Happy birthday to
my favorite adventure partner, tech guru, and trumpet maestro. Here's to more journeys, gadgets, and unforgettable tunes together. Celebration emoji, heart emoji.
That kind of sounds like ChatGPT wrote that.
This does not sound like the words of a man who would say no. You are his favorite adventure partner. And
I'm such a good adventure partner.
You see, I think so. It's like, it's not like he would say no.
What are you trying to get me to, like, propose to Mark now? Or what?
No,
like,
no,
what,
no.
What is, what was, no, the
I just ask if you've, well, let me get to it. So I was asking if you'd ever considered marrying. Because I've considered getting married again. And, but I'm listening to Rodan on Pod is My Co-Pilot because he and Darwin have set their.
Oh, they're getting married.
They're married. Their marriage ceremony in Norway. They're getting married in Norway.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, it's like, didn't Rodan and Gambit like go to New Orleans to get married? It's like, what
yeah,
is,
they went
what
to
is,
New Orleans.
What is this with this destination wedding kind of thing? And so I was thinking to myself, if I were to get married, the most important thing to me would be to share it with my friends and family. So I would want to have it in a place that the maximum number of my friends and family could attend. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't have to be expensive. Like it could be at the lake place. It could be, you know, at a hotel in a conference center, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is as many of my friends and family as I could possibly get into one place to celebrate this with an open bar, then that, you know, and a DJ or a band, I don't care which, you know, just like, you know, have a little ceremony and then a nice reception, food, alcohol, dancing, great, love it. That would be perfect, perfect, perfect. I don't get the whole destination wedding thing. It's like, who's going to go to his wedding in Norway? Like no one.
If and when no you get married, there. It will be a destination wedding for me. I mean, just so you know, because like I do not live there.
Right.
So it is saying. A destination right. for me. But right. yeah, I, well, you know, Rodin is hoity-toity. Hoity-toity. And those hoity-toity people, they like destination weddings. So are you invited?
No. Well, I mean, no, we haven't been invited.
Aren't y'all best friends now or something?
We're not. I mean, we chat with them and we have a text chat with them and everything. As far as Kathy Marshall can tell, nobody's invited to that wedding. It's all for the photos. Yeah. So like On Pod is my co-pilot. They're telling Tabby, you know, Taffy and Taylor that they don't expect them to come. It's like, they're not, you know, if they're not going to invite Taffy and Taylor, they're not going to invite me. It's like, you know,
I thought you had superseded.
No,
Taylor
I had not. And, you are so weird about that.
You're like
you and Taylor need to start a podcast about how your co-hosts are.
We like, should.
Yeah, they're having more fun than we are, and it's like this is not right. Yeah, I did exactly. nothing wrong, and they indicted me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would do if I, like the thing is, yeah. I probably if and when we got married, I don't think I would make a big deal out of it at all. I think we would just go to the city hall or something.
You wouldn't want to have a nice
and then he and I no, because my family is not going to be supportive of me getting married to a man. His family lives in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Then it would just be like, you know, you and like a few people, and I don't really want a big to do. Like I wouldn't want a big to do if we were doing it. So I think, you know, I would just because like
we'll
I said,
do a cruise.
We wouldn't be a family thing.
We'll do a cruise. You do a wedding cruise.
That's true. They do. Some cruise ships have chapels just for weddings.
Yeah, you can do a wedding cruise.
That's true. I don't know. But anyway, I'm not sure. I probably never because I'll probably always be too chicken. Or, you know, that would be the last excuse, you know.
If he asked you, you would say yes.
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah. So why do you think he wouldn't?
As long as we could keep it, like, I wouldn't want to, like, tell my parents that I'm marrying him. Like, there's just weirdness, but. We could secretly get married. How old am I? 46. Yeah.
When
I'm 50, yeah. I'll be an adult, Daniel. When I'm 50, I will be an adult and be able to be honest with my family.
You keep telling yourself that. Let's see. I'm going to look over at my list because there's something else that I put up there. Oh, no. I guess I closed it. Oh, no, I didn't. I did this.
You put
Traders AU
Disney trip questions about reservations.
Well, yeah, but you've taken care of that. Like, so you have now made park reservations and you have your hotel reservation linked to your account and all that good stuff.
Yes. The only thing you told me I need to do is download the app, link my reservation
and then make park
link my hotel reservation and then make DCA, DLA, DCA.
Correct.
So that is done.
It was actually DCA DLR DCA. But that's right. It's Disneyland Resort. Anyway, the thing is, I don't know what I was going to say about that.
You might, by the way, I know this is not going to help you remember what you were going to say, but do you ever watch the Try Guys?
No, but I did see a YouTube video suggested to me this week where one of them tried all the food at Disney Springs or something.
Yeah, I was going to say you might enjoy that because he eats not all the food, obviously, but he goes to, I guess, every restaurant at Disney on the food trucks and all that kind of stuff and has like, I don't know if it's their signature dish or if there was some list of must eats at Disney Springs or something. But anyway, he eats like all of that. You might find that interesting.
I might. I mean, we do eat at Disney Springs a lot. We eat at a lot of.
He went to Halesco. Is it Halesco? Halasco?
Oh, Haleo. That's the
Haleo. That's the one. That's where we went, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the.
They didn't do the paella thing. I don't know if they don't do it anymore, or
they didn't walk around with
paella. But there was no
cowbell.
Paella, you know, or whatever. They didn't.
I mean, the paella that you order for that is like a family paella. It comes in
So they only do it for a certain size paella?
If you get a smaller paella, you don't get the chance. Yes. It's the big table size paella that you're getting the thing.
Oh, I didn't know there was like a size requirement.
Yeah, there is. We eat at Disney hotels and at Disney Springs a lot. And we rarely eat in the parks. And today was a perfect example why, because we went to Animal Kingdom today at lunch, and because I wanted some barbecue, so we ate at the Flame Tree Barbecue. And when you're cooking for that many people in a theme park, it's just like the food is always just gonna mid. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you really can't.
Yeah.
Like, at least the sit-down restaurants, there's a finite number of people and you can prepare good food in the back. But these counter service restaurants where they're just, you know, they just, it's barbecued chicken and pork and ribs in the back that they're just putting on plates and shoving out as fast as they can. It's like, I don't know that it satisfied my barbecue craving.
Oh, you should come back and we can go to the Red Door Grill. You enjoyed the barbecue there.
I did like the Red Door Grill. But tomorrow we're going to Epcot, so we're doing food and wine, so we're going to eat a lot of stuff. And we have to do it early in the day because Zach works tomorrow, so he has to go to work at 4. So, which means we have to come back here so he can change and then go to work. So, good night, Slider Co.
Good night.
Yes.
What's his real name?
Slider Co.
You know him, don't you?
That's his real name. No, I don't know Slider Co.
Jeff.
But apparently,
because I don't like
Jeff.
Saying Slider Co. Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Jeff.
Jeff, Mary, clean your rooms.
Jeff 8 in Denver.
Oh, for some reason, I thought Slider Co. was someone that you knew in Florida. Wasn't there someone that you knew?
Yeah, that was Rat Boy or.
Rat Boy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we love you too, Slider Co. Have a good evening.
Yeah. Good night.
We're not saying goodnight, Nico.
No,
I don't know.
No, we're still here.
Slider Co. is saying goodnight.
No. Slider Co. is leaving. He's leaving. Jeff is leaving. Hi, Nico, you're here. I have questions for Nico. I don't remember.
I don't remember what the questions are
that I had for Nico, but I'm glad. Oh, all right. I do remember the questions. Here are the questions that I have for you, Nico.
Have you seen Trader US season 1?
No. Here's the questions I have for you. Number one. Approximately how far from Disneyland do you live? Like, if we're going to make your party on Saturday night, I kind of need to understand, like, how far we're going to have to go, like, how early we'll have to leave the park to go. That's question number one. Question number two. I think I forgot question number two. Oh.
What's your address? Please type it in the Discord.
Question number two is, we are going to be at California Adventure on Friday, Disneyland on Saturday, and back to California Adventure on Sunday. Since you are a pass holder, if you wanted to join us on any of those days, you're more than welcome to. That's our itinerary. Those are the parks we're going to on those days. So, because Batance may join us one or two days at the parks.
I feel like I'm just gonna stay some level of intoxicated somehow, like the entire trip.
Not at Disneyland, because they don't serve alcohol.
Well, I mean, whatever.
Oh, yeah, we'll get some gummies. Yeah.
Like, whatever it may be. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, I just want to zone out the entire trip. So if I'm like, just... Oh, let this, my cares so this is
not
away.
This is not going to be, I'm going to warn you now, this is not going to be one of those trips where we try to hit like a bunch of attractions or whatever. There's like three things I want to do at the park.
That's fine. Please, by all means.
Two of them are like video game contests. And I know you love those. So one of them is an exact mirror of the one we did here of the 3D Toy Story game, you know, with the, you throw the balls, you throw the darts, you know, the...
Oh, you mean the one that I beat you miserably
at?
The
other one is a Spider-Man. It's a web...
I don't want to embarrass you
The other
again,
one is a Spider-Man one. It's a web slinger. You do this with your hands. You do like Spider-Man with your hands and it goes out onto
the
screen.
We could probably do Haunted Mansion. I enjoy
that. Oh, yeah,
that
is on my list. It's the holiday. It's the holiday overlay, but yes, we are. Haunted Mansion is one of the things
I want to do. And I've never seen the holiday overlay.
Well, that is one of the things I definitely want to do. The other thing I kind of want to do there, I like their Space Mountain, and it may be reopened. Space Mountain. And then the other things that I want to do there, I don't really care. Pirates. I like their Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think we should just eat. Corn dog tour.
Depend if reservations are open, and I already forgot what you said. Friday, DCA, Saturday, DLR, Sunday, DCA. But your party's on Saturday, so you're not going to kind of want to come to the park on Saturday. You're going to be preparing for guests.
I'm going to pee.
Okay, you can go pee. Yes, Mansion will still be virtual queue, but it's on. We're going to Disneyland on our race day, and so we will be at up at 5 a.m. running through Disneyland. So we will be in time to get a good shot at the virtual queue. Okay, no Friday, no Saturday. Yeah, and it's just going to be Adam and I at DCA on Sunday, and then we drive to Woodland Hills that night. So I believe Lamont Cranston downloaded all the Archer shows. Thank you, Lamont. That was nice. I was really kind of worried about it because I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to like figure out how to do this. And it's like, I hope that website doesn't go away and I'm getting ready to go on a trip. So I don't want to deal with it now. So cool. Coo-coo-coo. Oh, yeah. I don't know that I care about the videos. I just wanted to host the podcast. For posterity, the Archer gangbang, the AR-1056 from April 15th, 2010, a little gangbang show with Daniel, Arthur, Larry, and Ricky.
Hello, Barley.
Barley has just entered the room. Barley is demanding some attention. Yes, hello.
You didn't do the videos because you couldn't figure out how to, what are we talking about?
He downloaded all the Archer things, but Archer has some videos on his website.
The YouTube channel. Oh. Yeah.
His plugin didn't download the videos. So there are some podcast videos that he did from. And I feel like we can try to grab those. I see where it looks like that all the files are basically just Archer Radio and then a number .mp3. So, archer.com/podcast/archerradio1056.mp3 is this one. So I'm assuming that the next one would be 1050 because we all tend to do that as podcasters. We all tend to name our upload files in some kind of sequential way because it just makes it easier so that we don't overwrite files. So
it's, I don't know if it was my idea or your idea, but ours is always year, month, day. So it's like MM. So our episodes are always MM for mix minus, yes, even though it's really not that anymore. Uh-huh. And then like today's will be 24, 08, 30.
Yeah.
And then they always sort correctly
in the directory.
Because when you get over 1,000 or whatever, not that we are, but when you get to those higher numbers in file systems, they don't like... they don't sort correctly because they put like a thousand.
Yeah, they treat them like treat them like alpha. So they put all the ones together. So they'll put one and then 10 and then 100 and then what, and then 2 and then 20. And so it's like they're sorting them as if they were alphanumeric instead of numeric.
Yep.
Anyway,
I know that's fascinating for all of you listening. Level 13, people, you're welcome. You're welcome for paying for this.
By the way, you're
getting that file system chat.
By the way, level 13, just to let you know, I mean, you will know this. By the time you hear this, you'll already know this, so it's kind of pointless for me to say it, so I'll just say it for the people in the chat room. I have ensured that there is a level 13 episode released every Saturday morning well into October. So there's already...
I mean, you're really talking to Tony.
Yeah,
and true. He won't hear this until like January.
Until after
next
he's
year,
already but, listened to all those.
He'll be like, yeah, but you forgot after October and I had to wait like a month for the next episodes, you know.
Well, there's new furniture and property control.
Do you just have like a bookmark to like the Disney associate store or
I'm
cast
in a,
member store or
I'm
whatever?
In the, I'm in a Facebook group for it. Thank
you. Oh, you're in a Facebook group. Oh, and they you get notifications
people,
on your
no,
phone.
People post pictures. People post pictures like here's my trip this morning and they'll put the date.
Maybe
I don't
they have
see
Disney
chairs.
LED lights. Maybe you could just buy LED lights from Disney.
Well, there's some new coffee tables for $50. The dresser. Oh, the dressers have gone down to $10. This big wreath has gone down to $50. Curtains, $5. Oh, a couch. Bench. Like a bench. Like a padded, tufted bench that you sit on. Tent.
Yes.
$10. Here's a big couch for $200.
Oh, it's back ordered.
What is? Oh, the t-shirt?
No, the Streamer X is back ordered. Let me see. What about B&H?
You need to call your guy. You have your own guy.
I think he quit or got or got fired or something. I no longer get emails from him.
Oh.
The guy that took over for him, because I did get a voicemail once from a guy saying, oh, this is Bill. I took over for Jeff or whatever.
Yeah.
Has never contacted me since. Never. He is not nearly as responsive and as helpful as Jeff was. I don't remember. His name probably wasn't Jeff, but I'm just like...
So what is it? It's a Rodecaster.
Oh, it doesn't. It only has 3.5 stars on B&H.
Production still Rodecaster.
But it is in stock. Oh, free 2-day shipping. So free
2-day shipping. Why does it have so few stars? Look at some of the reviews. See what they're saying. Is it an audio issue or is it something stupid? Like I was expecting it to be a
full. It's only 6 reviews. So.
Okay, but what is their problem?
I returned item because this product doesn't make any sense.
Okay, then why did you
awful.
Buy it?
Software is awful. It is not 4K. Also, BH Photo gave only 40% my last buy from his store.
The Streamer X.
False advertisement from Rode. It is not quite 4K. Cool, lots of potential, but currently quite buggy.
Okay.
But that was in 2023.
Okay.
August. And they do, as you are aware, they do quite frequently do firmware updates for their
You know, I've never
stuff.
Updated the firmware on my Rodecaster 2.
No, I didn't know that. But, I mean, if you... They have new features in each firmware, but if you have no need for any new features, then more routing options...
High resolution video, flexible control surface.
I don't care about those reviews. I mean, it's only, yeah. It's in my fuck you range.
Right, it's in the fuck you it know? Range. So not fuck you, it's in the fuck it range.
Oh, yeah, fuck
you. Fuck you,
fuck
it's
it
fuck
range,
it.
Fuck
it's like,
range.
Fuck it, I'll get it. Fuck it.
It's, you know.
It's not
if
exactly.
If I don't like it, oh well, what's the.
Not exactly 4K.
I'm not even getting it for video.
I know.
So
that's
there's
the thing,
not.
Yeah.
Like, I just want something small that will fit in the backpack, but that I can also do sound effect, like bumpers and, you know, if I want to connect something else to it to play something else, I have that option.
Yeah, like you Archer know, bought not, the Rodecaster Duo.
But it's much bigger. This is the smallest thing that they offer.
I know, but I mean, the Rodecaster Duo is not very big. It's like, it's not very big at all.
It's twice as much as the streamer. Although, the streamer doesn't record, but I can hook it to the iPad and record on the iPad.
There you go. Then that works for you. Then just do that. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
B&H Photography.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll find a product.
We didn't live here last Christmas, so we didn't go to Gaylord Palms to do the ice display, but we can do that this year. Ooh. Oh my God, there's a picture of Candace Cameron Diaz on Facebook. Oh, because it's her birthday. Duh, that's why she was in the show.
You can order from them on any day you want, Lamont. Or do you think they only man the website when the store is open? Shop now. Oh, I hate this. This AA shopping, I mean, I like getting the extra loyalty points, but they'll say it is a scam when they say up to so many points. No, it's like 1 point and there's one item that they're giving 4 points for. There's a, you know, this was like Best Buy was up to 4 points.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Loyalty points. Oh, so I'm trying to get up my loyalty points right. For my American Airlines. And okay. So I use AA shopping.
Ah.
So a lot of times I don't buy things on Amazon even though I normally would.
I didn't know that AA was American Airlines because I didn't understand the context and what you were speaking of.
Alcoholics Anonymous shopping.
This AA thing isn't these AA points. And I'm like, would you get like a 1 day chip? Is that what you only get a 1 day chip?
So who do I want it from? Best Buy? It says I can get it by tomorrow.
Well, then do it.
It says I can pick it up today.
Well, then do that.
No, they don't have one of these. This is too specialized. They don't have this in the store.
They might.
It says pick up at Park Lane, so I don't think it knows where I'm at. Park Lane.
Well, yeah, you probably haven't set your zip code.
Oh, Dallas, Texas? I'm not in Dallas,
Well, you didn't Texas. Tell it where you were. That's your fault.
Because if I'm logged in, it should know. I do have an account with Best Buy.
They don't give Fayetteville. You points for sobriety? I thought they gave you things.
Chips. You get chips.
I love chips.
No, like not chips like you eat, but like.
Oh, after we left Animal Kingdom today, I was like, oh, we could swing by property control. And Zach was like, I don't have my blue card with me. I didn't get my Pop-Tarts for tomorrow. I didn't get my 55-cent Pop-Tarts.
Oh, okay. So every week now, you couldn't buy enough Pop-Tarts to last a few weeks?
I only bought the one. I bought 3 pounds of bacon. The bacon has been great. I've had the bacon on hamburgers 4 nights this past week. And Zach has had it on his sandwiches at lunch. I've also taken to adding some bacon to my sandwiches at lunch. Let me tell you, I've got the bacon, $25, 3 pounds of bacon. I split it up into different Ziploc bags so that I could freeze what I'm not using and then just rotate, you know, as I use it, put it into the fridge. You know what I'm saying? Like a couple of sheets at a time. So much.
Yeah.
So much. So much bacon, Adam. So much bacon.
Well, I thought you were going to freeze some of it or something.
I did. It's right. But I'm just saying, we are not going to need to buy bacon again for a very long time. You know what we had for dinner tonight?
Bacon?
Chicken Caesar salad with bacon added to it.
Well...
And now
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Zach is going to be working tomorrow night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. So I have to eat dinner all of those nights. I will probably have hamburgers with bacon.
Well, but if you're freezing them, you don't have to try to rush.
I'm not rushing.
It'll last a long time.
I'm saying
like bacon so much that...
I'm just saying there's a lot of bacon. Oh my God, so much bacon.
I thought, who was the company? Was it not Rode that had the little desk microphone that would hook in and they would do, and their software would hook into it? You could like connect multiple. Oh, it's the NT USB Mini. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Studio quality USB microphone. There it is.
What's oddly scented about bacon? USB bacon Mini. Is. Bacon smells great. One of the new treats at the Food and Wine Festival that we might eat tomorrow is a crispy duck bao with a hoisin sauce. And the person that was reviewing it today on YouTube said, it's as if bacon were made out of duck.
It's as if bacon were made out of duck.
That was his explanation of how good it was. He was just like, because the way it was put together and everything, he was just like, yeah, this is like as if bacon were made of duck.
Okay.
So I'm curious to try it tomorrow. I'm curious to try it at the Food and Wine Festival. Oh, hello, Barley. Mr. Prancy Pants has just joined me here on the desk. What are you doing?
I'm sitting on your lap at the moment.
No, he's on the desk. Do you want to sit in my lap? You can come here. You can sit in mommy's lap. Hey, you can come
here. I don't think it knows. I'm just shopping while we talk.
Yeah, I know. I feel like maybe we should probably wrap it up. Wrap it up.
I was like, well, I probably need to buy it like now if I'm going to get it because it probably won't arrive.
Yeah, exactly.
In time.
I agree.
They did not have one in Fayetteville, so it has to be shipped to me if I get it from Best Buy.
Is 48 to 52% of the battle. All right. Let's say goodnight. So, because I've got to go to the Food and Wine Festival tomorrow, Adam. I got to wake up early so I can eat some food.
Sydney has a vet appointment at 9:30 tomorrow morning, so.
I mean, I don't. I'm not doing that. I'm going to, they had the best festival entry a couple of years ago. It was a sriracha glazed donut with a crispy chicken breast and pickled vegetables. It was so good. And I found out from one of our culinary friends that it's like, yeah, pastry hated making that, and so we'll never have it again.
One of your culinary friends?
That's right. The whole pastry department hated making it, so now we'll never have the best sandwich ever. All right, good night, chat room. Good night, stream. Good night, level 13.